A few years ago, I was in a busy North Kolkata neighborhood filled with bookshops and publishing houses. A bookseller was hawking the latest hot book. The Bengali Wife of the Man from Kabul. It was the memoir written by a Bengali woman who fell in love with an Afghan man, a moneylender in Kolkata, and defied her family to marry him. She told her cousin, Ranjun Bondopadhyay, she just had to do it.
She said at that time that I want to see a new world, a dangerous world. I want to, you know, enjoy life in a different way. So everybody was shocked in our family. Nobody accepted that marriage.
She moved with her husband to Afghanistan in the 90s, even as the Taliban took control. She discovered her husband already had a wife there. Her in-laws didn't like her non-conformist ways. She was captured by the Taliban but escaped, burrowing through a mud wall. But in 2013, there was a sad reason why the book was in the news again. Banerjee had returned to Afghanistan because she wanted to tell the story of the women there after the US-led invasion.
She was preparing her documentary and wanted to come back and show the world that Afghanistan is still the same, despite all the claims, apart from Kabul, of course.
She was abducted and murdered by Taliban supporters, her in-laws claimed. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. We grew up in Kolkata seeing Afghans all the time in their traditional baggy clothes. I still see them at the tea shop across the street from me. We called them Kabuli Walas, the men from Kabul, for they were almost all men. Traders in dried fruits and spices and also moneylenders. Indian Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore made them famous with an 1892 story about the unlikely friendship between a Kabuliwala and a little Bengali girl, Mini. It became a famous film and gave the Afghans in Kolkata their name, Kabuliwala. Tagore's Kabuliwala's love for the little girl is a placeholder for his own daughter far away, growing up without a father. Even at that time, long before 9/11 and Taliban, the story of Afghans abroad was a story of exile and longing. It inspired Muska Najib, herself an Afghan exile, to document the Kabuliwalas for a photo exhibit from Kabul to Kolkata in 2015.
For the majority of my life living in India, Tagore's short story, The Kabuliwala, has shaped a romantic image of Afghans beyond Bengal.
Of rugged, bearded men, quick to anger and to love, Kabul to Kolkata offered a rare glimpse into their homes, wall-to-wall carpets, men playing carom or sitting cross-legged on the floor, drinking tea, eating, all from the same platter. Children who were Afghan at home, but jeans-clad Indians outside. Najib.
By capturing the story of the Kabuliwalas, I was able to reconnect with my own roots and experience the tension between preserving an identity and rebuilding a home in a new space.
There are a few thousand Afghans in Kolkata, many of them stranded because they don't have Indian passports, many married to Indians. It's not quite a little Kabul like the one in Fremont, California, where you can find everything Afghan, from clothes to chicken kebabs to three-foot-long flatbreads, as this Voice of America documentary showed.
Always buy this bread because we love it. It feels like we are in home. And the texture of the bread, I've never tested in any other places.
A restaurant owner says proudly he keeps the Afghan flag flying over his restaurant alongside the stars and stripes.
It's been 25 years I've been here, and that's why I have an Afghan flag up there.
Because for many who have chosen to live here, giving up on Fremont's little Kabul would be like giving up on Afghanistan.
As Kabul falls again and desperate Afghans throng the airport, there's a sense of deja vu, as women's rights activist Siraj Mahbuba tells the media.
There's going to be an exodus of the Afghans again leaving this country.
The touching Kabuliwala stories from Kolkata and the delicious Afghan kebab restaurants in Fremont are often part of a narrative about Kolkata's old cosmopolitanism or California's diversity. But they are also a reminder of the tragedy of a people rendered refugees over and over again. People caught up in the great game of superpowers. People who have to carry their home in a suitcase.
I'm going to say to the whole world, shame on you for what you did to Afghanistan. Why did you have to do what you did?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Oh,